Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings. Are you okay, Ben?
I think so.
That's Joe McGranahan volume there.
I know. hello. Is there anybody in there?
You tell Joe that that's turned up loud. He doesn't hear you. So.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at a Who concert.
Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Ben Reichle's directly across from me. He's a good conservative. I play a liberal, but we try to play it down the middle for the early part of the show.
Certainly this half hour, Mark, we will.
Rob Center is fabulous producer on the other side of the glass, and we got good guests here today. It's Financial Friday, so Bob Garrett, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, is here. So welcome aboard, sir.
Great to be here, Mark, and good to see you, Ben.
Thank you for coming in. And Amy Buhner is here, Bowen Agency Realtor, Chairman of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. So, Amy, thank you.
Thank you, and good morning.
Amy plays the beautiful rose between all our thorns here. So thank you, Amy. Right.
I hope I bring rosy news, too.
Well, it's not bad news. All right, so we did hear, as accurately predicted by Mr. Bob Garrett only 12 short hours ago, jobless numbers down very slightly to 3.5%, so that's the unemployment rate, and 253,000 new jobs created. We'll go around the table. Ben, we'll start with your reaction to this latest news.
Well, initially positive, but I'm a little concerned where we're seeing these high-tech and some of these groups dropping 6, 7, 9,000 folks not working. When does that come into the system? Mark, your term, the economy keeps bouncing along the bottom a bit. I think the White House has their morning happy juice and goes out and puts a positive spin on things. But, boy, it sounds like Jamie Dimon and some of the other people who are knee-deep or hip-deep into this are concerned about a recession coming. But, again, you know, we don't break down the sector, so I know Bob and Amy will be interesting from your standpoint, Amy particularly in real estate, construction side of it, and Bob just overall is what sectors are keeping these job hiring going. There's only so much hospitality and service that we can take, but are we making things? Are those sectors moving forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a great segue into the next piece of our show this morning, where we'll have Andrew Miller calling in, and we'll be talking about that, because what we have been seeing, at least the first 4 months of this year, first 3 months, we're still waiting for the data for April, but is a hospitality and leisure led economic revitalization, which it'll be interesting to hear from Andrew all about that. But yeah, I guess back to the numbers real quick before we get into those issues and get a little more data on the sectors. And by the way, Mark has pulled up the participation rate, and it's at 62.6%. So the slight in month after month increase the last 5 months stopped. It capped at 62.6%.
But there's only a 1% increase in 10 years. If you look at 2013,
right,
and you look at there's 1% increase in 10 years.
Right.
I believe
right.
That's a decade.
Yeah, that would be a decade. You're
so that's
absolutely
not good.
Correct.
Is it? I got to look that up.
But
okay, Google. What's it? Never mind.
Go ahead. Okay. But back to the numbers. You know, I had suggested that the theme for this morning's show would be "There You Go Again." Frankly, I was thinking about the Feds raising the interest rates. But there you go again. This report is a little bit better than some economists were hoping for, because they were hoping that these ever increasing, you know, these all these increases to the interest rate were going to start to bear some fruit, and we really see some slowdown of the economy, meaning they don't have to keep raising the rates of interest, because, you know, if you really want to kill the economy, just raise the interest rates, and it's eventually going to slow down.
You can ask Amy that directly, and she can give you an answer.
Well, let's ask Amy.
Well, excuse me. The interest rates have started to slide back a little bit. In real estate, we've seen stability in the form of lots of activity. Inventory is still short, but buyers are out there, buyers are looking, but the interest rate has started to drop back just slightly. There's anticipation or hope from a buyer perspective and even some seller perspective, because they want to make sure the buyers are still out there. There's lots of activity in the real estate market, trying to replenish the inventory to start to keep up. Wherein locally, I am experiencing, and lots of my colleagues that I talk to, we're running a little bit ragged. Things have sort of revisited where we were about a year and a half ago. Things going under contract quickly, but one of the bigger concerns that has been at a discussion at large were the rates and the loan level pricing.
Well,
so,
what about this on a national level, where we're seeing bits and pieces? I don't know if you covered it this week or not, but the Biden administration looking to create some sort of I don't know what term to use besides goofy situation on loans, where if you have a very good credit, you get penalized. If you have very bad credit, they try to incentivize you. And didn't we, is this Yogi Berra? Is this Vujadeh all over again? Meaning we're going to incentivize people with bad credit to buy houses, and we're going to penalize people with good credit to buy houses. How does that work in the real world?
So that was what I was just indicating with the loan level pricing, and we were provided a chart from one of our local vendors that shows that, and then we got an article from the National Association of Realtors yesterday saying, here, we need to answer some questions and kind of soothe some alarm. That's how it sounds, and there are some pieces to it that are probably true to life. There's pricing adjustments for higher credit buyers with higher down payment. However, through a brief review of that yesterday, I didn't really get into the weeds, but I can certainly share the information with you guys. It's putting some extra fees, and actually, moreover, it sounded like they were reducing some fees at the lower level where the lower credit scores and lower down payments came in, but not actually increasing them. That was not the information that the chart was giving, because there were increases for the higher credit scores and higher down payments. It sounded in that particular article that it was a lot about cash out refinances. And if you look at the situation and talk to some of the mortgage lenders, brokers, originators over the last, 2 years, 3 years, they were seeing high rates of refinance because the interest rates were still low and people were not moving. And good, bad, or indifferent, high rates of refinancing, where you're starting to put some of the fees, it seemed and felt like, from what I read there, that's where things are increasing.
So you and I go into the Bank of Lawrence. We're sitting there, we're trying to get loans. Your FICO score is 880.
Over 800 is not affected. It's up to 780.
Okay. You're at 776.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I walk in, Mark looks at me and says, Ben, you look good. I haven't seen you since high school. Oh, your FICO score is 176.
Nope.
Oh, by the way, Amy was just in here. Remember Amy? Okay, she couldn't get a loan, but you know what? You're at 176. he hits the rubber stamp, and I'm out getting
approved.
My check.
Okay. Well, to be continued. We got to pause that, but we're still doing our deep dive into the latest jobless figures, where the jobs are, what's the economy really doing. There are layoffs all over the country and big ones in Pennsylvania, too. You got to read the Penn Lives and WHTMs of the world to know it, but there's some big lives, big layoffs coming up at some of the companies in Pennsylvania. So to be continued. One area never going to lay off, that the head of the operation is the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau, Andrew Miller's executive director, and he came up with Every Turn a Treasure, which has turned out to be such a true statement around here. Visit centralpa.org. They're a very busy website and getting busier as the summer weather goes up. We're going to talk to him about some of the impact of tourism and travel. Andrew, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
I really do appreciate it. I think you got, Bob Garrett says, you have encyclopedic knowledge of the economic impacts of travel and tourism around here. So let's start on that page, and we'll have our whole panel ask the rest of the questions. If folks say, well, I know the hotels get full sometimes because of Bucknell or Susquehanna, that's the extent of tourism and travel and visitation around here. You're here to say that that is just one time. Any sliver of it. Give us a glimpse of the big impact.
It's very interesting. When the pandemic hit, one of the first webinars that I attended about a month into it was talking about tourism and economic recovery. And they were saying that smaller destination marketing organizations in rural Pennsylvania, and they even mentioned central Pennsylvania, with a lot of outdoor recreation amenities, would probably see recovery sooner. And I'm happy to say that what they said back then is actually coming to pass. What we saw through the pandemic was a huge growth in outdoor recreation, and we've been hanging our hat on that ever since. And I've been crunching the numbers, and the most recent report of the economic impact of visitor spending that the state does came out in 2021. It's for the year 2021. It came out in February of this year. And what we're seeing is everything is being compared to 2019, and we're at about 90% in 2021 of where we were in 2019, when everything was much more normal and we were seeing record-breaking spending and visitor spending and tourism in the region and the Tri-County area. And now that it's 2023, I'm happy to say that I'm really looking forward to the 22 and 23 reports. They were saying that they feel that we would have full recovery by 23, 24, and I think we're right on for that. So what we're seeing right now is that people definitely want to travel. They definitely want to have the opportunity to have leisure vacation time. They feel that they've earned it. And then also when you look at the economy and inflation, very similar to 2008 and 2009, we're a really affordable destination. And so those factors really play into what we're seeing is everything's pretty much back to normal. We're seeing, festivals and events coming back. We're seeing numbers coming back and attendance and what they were. We're seeing that the hotels have definitely picked up. I mean, during the pandemic, we had a couple hotels closed. They're now fully up and operational. And so what we're seeing is that visitor spending is coming back, and I'm looking forward to breaking the 2019 numbers soon.
Andrew, it's Bob Garrett. It's great to hear your voice.
Hey,
you're sounding very good this morning. But if you need a break, let us know. Andrew, two-part question. The first part is, it appears that we are truly in a hospitality and leisure-led economic recovery. That's what the numbers are pretty clear, that that's where we are. A little bit of softness in the construction area, but hospitality and leisure, again, for the now the fifth month in a row, are leading with jobs created. My question is, it's a statement that has a question somewhere hidden inside of it, is these jobs in hospitality and leisure are not your father's hospitality and leisure jobs. We used to think of them, well, quite honestly, a little bit on the low-paying side, etc. Now what we're seeing is people are really making great careers out of the hospitality and leisure industry, and can you tell us about that and and maybe a little bit about how folks can prepare for those kind of careers. And then the second part, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you or set you up to tell us about Backyard Tourism Week, which I understand we're about to put the cap on that. But the first one is these jobs have changed and morphed into great careers, and the second part will be, hey, what's going on with Backyard Tourism Week?
Thanks for asking those great questions, Bob. First and foremost, it is a bit ironic that, you know, tourism and hospitality industry jobs are now leading in terms of the economic figures that you just stated, because back during the pandemic, what was happening, and even after the pandemic, it was so hard for restaurants and anyone in the hospitality industry to get any kind of jobs. And what they realized is they really needed to provide competitive wages, and that they needed to step up, and they needed to do that in order to make it attractive. Because when you're dealing with the public, you know, the public, if they're not going to come to a place where they're getting great service, they'll go to your competitor. So what we saw across the board is the hospitality industry, hotels, restaurants, everybody was stepping up, and they were increasing the wages. We're even starting to do that a couple years ago. And so now what we're seeing is that you're seeing really good paying jobs that can become full-time jobs as opposed to full-time jobs. And when you, I don't know what the statistics are, but when you look across, when you see surveys of where people started in their youth, in terms of getting their skill sets for careers, there's a huge majority of people that worked in the hospitality industry. And so the hospitality industry, throughout the years, has always set up people with great skill sets in order to move forward. Now what we're seeing is that with hospitality taking the lead, is that these competitive wages are creating jobs where people are going from part-time to full-time and making full-time careers out of it, knowing that the skill sets can move them forward within the tourism and hospitality industry and or move them forward in other sectors. In terms of the Backyard Tourism Week, what we've done ever since I've been executive director is during the first week in May, we encourage residents to be backyard tourists and explore everything that's in their own backyard, because we tend to overlook it. I base it upon the fact that I lived in D.C. for 16 years, and it took me 14 years to get to the Washington Monument. And we forget, we have about 175,000 people that live in the Tri-County region. It can take you an hour and a half to get from, you know, let's say southeastern Union County to southwestern Union, that's Snyder County, I'm sorry, to southeastern Northumberland County. So we often forget that day trips can be easily done by residents. And so what we do with Backyard Tourism Week is remind everybody of all the great things that are in their backyard. We hope there's a lot of surprises when they come in and try to discover what's going on. But we have an open house all week long. Our members are great. They've given over 60 prize drawings that we'll have that people can register for, both by coming into the Visitor Center at Hafer Road or going to the website and going online. And yes, today is the last day. It is our Hot Dog Friday, and from 11 to 2, we're having the Squeeze In from Sunbury coming in with their food truck and giving people free hot dogs. And we hope people come by, grab a hot dog, come in, get chili on their dog, and register for some prizes and learn of all the great things there is to do in the region, in the Susquehanna River Valley, to help plan their summer.
Good morning, Andrew. It's Amy Buhner, Bowen Agency Realtors.
Good morning, Amy.
How are you?
I'm fighting a spring cold, but other than that, I'm doing great.
Well, keep fighting. It's time to get outside. The sun is shining.
It's about time.
Just wanted to thank you for joining us today. My previous life being in hospitality and service, I'm hearing what you're saying. And, you know, that was a career of sorts for me from a family-owned business perspective. So it's great to hear that these things are progressing. I just, a week or 2 weeks ago, was somewhere within the valley and thinking, what a unique place to visit. I wish I could remember where it was, and thought, you know, of the different tours that and information that you guys provide, because we don't know what we have right here. Most of the time, I think that our valley residents don't realize how many unique local places that we have that you can, you know, you can spend the day visiting them. And looking forward to a Hot Dog Friday. And once you're done from, if you don't make it 11 to 2 for the Squeeze In, I do know a fine fellow that I'm probably married to who will be slewing some hot dogs out and some cocktails later this evening for Cinco de Mayo at the Duck Inn. So I'll put my shameless plug in there for him.
There we go. We love the Duck Inn.
Quick question. How big is the impact? Can you just tell me that the reason the visiting and tourism and travel around here brings in X millions?
Whenever we compare the amount of money, everything right now goes back to 2019. So in 2019 in the Tri-County area, visitor spending was $405 million, which is huge, which is a surprising number. However, it does make sense. We have about 2 million people that come to the area throughout the year. And if you look at those 2 million people just spending $200 each, you can hit that figure. So, you know, so the figure is rock solid. Now, what we saw with the pandemic is that in 2020, that number of 405 dropped to 281. That was a huge drop. And now what we're seeing is the growth is coming back. And as I said, the most recent report was in 21, so the numbers are even better now. But in 21, we're at about 90% of where we were in 2019. So those numbers for 21 are about $361 million, up from the 280 to 361. And one of the most interesting things that I saw in the 21 report that just came out was when you look at the 10 regions, the tourism regions in the Commonwealth, and you see how everybody ranked in comparison to 2019, the only region that broke the record, their own record in 2019, was the Poconos. The second tourism region that was only down 7% from 2019 is the valleys of the Susquehanna, of which we're part of. There's five counties in the valleys of the Susquehanna, and the other two are Columbia and Montour. So we're really looking at five of the smallest counties in the state. So I feel that when they said that tourism would lead economic recovery and that the smaller, more rural ones would see economic recovery faster, to see that we were second in the state in terms of how close we were to 2019 numbers, that really made me happy, because, you know, we're definitely on the mark for that recovery to happen. So I'm looking forward to the 22 report. I'm confident that we're going to see 2019 numbers, and I bet that at this point in 23, of course, I'll have to see how it goes. I think we're really close to surpassing 2019. So, you know, once again, when you look at those numbers, they're very surprising. Even, you know, 21 being $361 million, if you took $361 million out of an area's economy in annual revenue, it would have a huge negative impact. And I think a lot of people forget that, because tourism, or what we do, isn't necessarily brick and mortar, unless you come to our visitor center. You know, we're selling a story, we're selling an experience. I'm encouraging everyone to come here and to go to everyone else's front door but my own. And, you know, and when you look at the power of that visitor spending, you have to realize that if I was a brick and mortar and I brought in $361 million in revenue to an area, if I were to close and that 361 was to stop, it would definitely have a negative impact.
Well, thank you so much for the numbers and the descriptions and the information. Very much appreciated, Andrew. Thank you for sharing your encyclopedic knowledge.
Bob, you're very generous with that. Thank you for having me. I encourage everyone to stop by for a hot dog today, and always go to visitcentralpa.org to find out what's going on in the area.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. We will talk again. Hope you're back up to 100% cold-wise in the very near future. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Be well.
He'll be able to go out and get some vitamin D today. That'll help. All right, quickie break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up. We may have to beg Bob Garrett and Amy to stay a little past the 9 a.m. hour, but we got a lot to talk about and to wrap up our Financial Friday discussion shortly.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body, with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Mom was there when you fell off your bike and skinned your knees, when you didn't make the debate team, when you were in your first concert or game, and when you went off to the big world. Who was there when you won that first real job, Mom? So where can you find that perfect gift that says thank you for everything? At the Susquehanna Valley Mall's Mother's Day Craft Fair, May 12th through the 14th. You'll see great finds from Top Secret Candles, Polly's Handbags, Papa Dave's Cotton Candy, Mark Brow's Creative Wood Designs, Tastefully Simple, Twisted Twin Jewelry, and more. All on May 12th through the 14th, and all at the Susquehanna Valley Mall for that very special lady, Mom.
To prove that mobile from Pentel and Data Business Voice brings the office everywhere you are, I'm to connect with my team while falling 15,000 feet!
We're here, boss. We hear you loud and clear.
Thanks, Janice! You know, companies today need affordable, cloud-based, unlimited calling, conferencing, mobile synergy, and easy upgrades to grow with your business to keep you, well, truly mobile.
Pentel and Data Business Voice. Anywhere you are.
Janice?
Yeah, boss?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little help.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
From Pittsburgh, our good friend Chris Mack. The house cleaning, with the exception of Mike Sullivan by the Penguins, what did you think of it?
You mentioned Mike Sullivan. What'll be interesting is how much influence does he have over the process, and how much influence does Sidney Crosby have over the process? Rightfully so.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, Dick Girardi on the Kentucky Derby today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We're going to extend Financial Friday into the 9 a.m. hour, but any concluding remarks for this particular half hour? We had Andrew Miller on the phone. Of course, you gasped when he said we could lose $350 million.
Oh, my gosh. What that would do to our economy, that would bring us to our knees.
Right.
In this valley, hospitality and leisure is massive. I don't have those numbers because, you know, when you start getting into county by county and super sector and subsector, it gets real mushy, the data. That is a massive economic impact. And as we always talk about, Mark, is the multiplier effect of those dollars. Because that's really, if you think about it, travel and tourism is an export industry because those are dollars that aren't here. Those are fresh dollars coming into the valley that, as we know, gets turned over, a local dollar seven times gets turned over before it heads back out of the valley again. So it's a huge impact.
Well, if you don't think that we have a lot of visitors and travelers and pass-through people around here, look at the license plates on 11 and 15 sometime.
Amen.
You do see probably about half Pennsylvania and half from a local car dealer and half of those from Sunbury Motor Company, but all the rest up and down the East Coast and Tennessee and West Virginia,
Canada, and all the Canadian provinces.
All right, well, stay in your seat. We're going to keep doing some of this, and we got to find out what's new at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce from the boss, Bob Garrett, the president and CEO. Amy Buhner, the chairperson, is here as well. Ben Reichley, a business person, my good co-host. This is WKOK.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Banks failed, interest rates rose, and inflation was still high, but employers were hiring anyway last month. Numbers from the Labor Department show they beat expectations, adding 253,000 jobs in April, an increase over the month before, and workers were making more. Market strategist Victoria Fernandez.
There was some hope that we would start to see a lessening of pressure this month on wages, that they would start to moderate, but instead, This report shows that wages actually went up pretty significantly.
The unemployment rate fell to 3.4%, tying for the lowest level since 1969. New claims about a conservative activist giving Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and his family a financial hand, and this time for tuition payments for his grandnephew's private school. Correspondent Jan Crawford from the Supreme Court.
This report alleges that Thomas failed to disclose those tuition payments. His defenders say the rules don't require it, but regardless, it's yet another example of Justice Thomas coming under scrutiny for getting help supporting his lifestyle and his family.
An arrest in a stabbing spree near the University of California, Davis. CBS's Tony DeCopel.
21-year-old Carlos Dominguez is now facing two counts of murder and one count of attempted murder. He's a former student at UC Davis. In fact, the school says he was, quote, separated for academic reasons just 2 days before the first body was found. Police say he was wearing clothes that matched a description from the third attack, and he was found with a large hunting knife.
A homeless woman is recovering after she was stabbed in her tent. Serbia's leader is promising changes after the second mass shooting there in 2 days. The latest involved a 21-year-old who police say killed eight people, many from a car, as he drove through different villages. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
President Aleksandar Vučić wants a moratorium on gun permits, more frequent medical and psychological checks of gun owners, and what he describes as a practical disarmament of Serbia. In addition, he says the government will hire 1,200 new police officers to improve security in the schools.
On Wednesday, a 13-year-old in Serbia confessed to killing eight classmates and a school guard. Protesters gathered at Barclays Center in New York City to demand charges against a white subway rider who allegedly choked a homeless man to death.
This is a Marine veteran who should have been able to de-escalate a situation without somebody losing their life.
Prosecutors say they're conducting a rigorous investigation. Mayor Eric Adams, a former transit police officer, has asked for patience. S&P futures are up 29. Dow futures ahead 197. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When they're investigating, we can't stop watching. This month on BritBox, sit back, relax, and enjoy watching the detectives. Discover Britain's most bingeable mysteries, including the brand new season of Grace, the hit series based on the books by best-selling author Peter James. Unwind with the detectives you could watch all night long. Stream them all now exclusively on BritBox. Endlessly intriguing. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, and businesses in a neighboring state are reaping some of the profits. WLKY-TV's Shaquille Lord.
Wendy Dant Chesser is the president and CEO of One Southern Indiana. She says there's a hotel boom happening as well.
We've grown our hotel offerings in Southern Indiana, and they're still maintaining over 90% occupancy for Derby Week. It's been described as the Christmas for hotels, the way that retailers would celebrate Christmas.
Tourism experts say millions in economic revenue will be gained throughout Southern Indiana this week alone.
I think Southern Indiana is fortunate to benefit from the Kentucky Derby Festival and the Derby activities just as much as the Louisville business community is.
Lizzo is sending regrets.
Turn up the music.
There was no music at her concert scheduled for Montreal.
I had a sore throat last night and a headache, and I went to bed and I woke up morning and it was worse.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Inflation has pushed up the cost of just about everything, which means if you bought life insurance a few years ago, it might not be enough to protect your family today. Now is the time to get the insurance you need at a price you can afford. In a hurry? Don't worry. Call SelectQuote now and get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's right. You can get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam in under an hour.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-613-8990. That's 1-800-613-8990. Or go to SelectQuote.com now and get up to $2 million in instant affordable same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's 1-800-613-8990. Or go to SelectQuote.com now.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Come on, you guys. What does "here you go" mean to you, Ben?
Get ready, get started.
Okay, thank you. Ben Reichle is our good co-host today. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host. Mr. Bob Garrett, president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, and Amy Buhner, Bowen Agency Realtor, chairman of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, spouse of
Ed Krebs, Jaded Ed Krebs, Acoustic Duo, and Drink Slinger at the Duck Inn.
Drink Slinger.
Can you walk in the Duck Inn?
I mean, yes. You can, okay. But you might duck in.
You get carded.
Watch that garage door.
You'll get carded. Well, you don't have enough gray hair yet.
Oh, is that like being asked to be carded so you feel good?
Oh, no.
How do we want to do
it's
that?
It's perfunctory.
No, okay. Rules.
Yeah, they card everybody, whether you look 63 or not.
Okay.
All right, well, we are doing Financial Friday. Any reaction to the jobless number? Ben, you were remarkably mute on that topic.
It's positive, but I just think that when's the last call coming? When are the lights going to flick and somebody should ask for payment? We see what's going on with the banks. And one of the other things people beware is that the government control and the control of big industry of segments of the industry. So one of the things about the banking industry that's interesting and talking to a number of bankers is the segments of banking, meaning you got the large banks, J.P. Morgan's, et cetera. You got regional banks. Then you got community banks. You got savings and loans. And you look at agribusiness, and you look where they bank, and you look where different businesses would bank. And, you know, when the investment bankers start to control a lot, that puts a lot of pressure on others. And the government can control large corporations. They can control the Walmarts. They control that. They can't control Lawrence's hardware store. They can't control maybe a little cash business here and there. So interesting in the financial side, what's going on there, but we're moving along. I don't know what Powell's going to do. He wants help from Congress. Democrats seem not to want to help. He's asking for help from the White House, so we'll see.
And that involves spending cuts. Grossly spending.
Yes, anyway. Let's just benchmark spending right now, okay. And also get back to regular order so you can prioritize what your budget is, and then your constituents can vote for you. If military, if social, XYZ spending is your priority, then senator or representative, go vote for that. But get back to regular order.
Bob, we're still flying over the economy, but at the same time, on the dashboard of that plane, you see recession. A lot of people talking about
our economist called, and he really is the one that has the crystal ball, or as close to the crystal ball.
Doesn't he have one of those eight balls that just turns it over?
That was easy. Yeah, right, yeah. No, Anibon Basu told us later this year, and I don't see anything has changed here. You're always very careful what you say, because behind all this data, there's people, and there's families, and there's households, and there's people just struggling to get by. But we were honestly hoping for a report that wasn't quite this robust, so that it would give the feds all the indication they needed that, hey, it's time to slow down there were 10 in a row now. And Ben and I were talking over the break. We were all talking, and and it's not
interest rate hikes.
Interest rate hikes, yeah, and that's I mean that's the tool the Feds have, because what they care about is inflation. Well, they need to care about a few other things too, and just be very cautious, because they're really starting to make the cost of doing business pretty darn high. And as we heard, wages went up when we were thinking they were going to go the other way.
Amy, this is starting to get irritating, these interest rate hikes. Am I right?
It's irritating. I think, I'm afraid to walk outside. Yeah, the interest rates were a little lower than they should have been for 15 years. I got in the business 15 years ago, and they were in the threes and fours. After 2008, stuff happened.
But banks were borrowing at 0%, and they were charging 3 or 4.
And it stayed there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not suggesting that these are beautiful or comfortable, but I think it's something to get used to. And some stability and some
normal.
Slight lowering. Yeah, I think they could stand to go down a little bit more, but it's not going to go back to what it was below 4.
Your industry is,
in my opinion,
a leading indicator.
Right.
When real estate's moving, commercial particularly, but then when people are buying houses now, hopefully they're not selling their house and moving into assisted living or nursing homes. I mean, there's a activity that goes on. If the need is there, people build. We have a permitting process that runs all spectrums of construction. But at least in the real estate market, you can get an idea of what an area is doing by what's going on. So I refer to two areas in this way is the Keystone Forge. If they're forging, that means things are moving through the pipeline. If people are buying real estate, that means there's activity.
Right. And we're moving along. No pun intended.
What's cooking with the chamber?
Yeah, let's bring this just a little closer. We've spent most of the show talking at the national level, and we always like to give you a little idea what's happening locally. And just to let you know that our counties, 3 out of 4 of them anyhow, continue to be right there in the lowest unemployment rate counties in the state. Just to let you know, Montour County was at 3.5%, Union County at 3.8%. The two of them together round out the bottom dozen, if you will. So that's a list you want to be on the bottom of. Not on the top of. We always talk about you want to be on the bottom of the right list and the top of the wrong list, sort of thing, and that's a good indicator. Also, to finish out the information, Snyder is currently at 4.5%. That's a little high for Snyder. I suspect there was something going on with a single business or something that caused the layoff. And Northumberland's at 4.9%. Both of them are actually above the state average of unemployment. Which this past month was at 4.2%. So that's what's happening locally. So our local economy is strong. You heard our best cheerleader, Andrew Miller, talk about the local economy. Now he focused on the hospitality industry, but that can be extrapolated across the other sectors. At the Chamber, thank you for the invitation to mention. The big event is next week, our annual meeting and awards ceremony. We'll be announcing who our Young Professional of the Year is, who our Star of Excellence, our Small Business, our Business of the Year, and our Heritage Award will be at Pine Barn Inn on Thursday. I think we're starting around 11, right? 11 a.m. We'll get you out of there by 1 o'clock. It will be a great event. We're also going to have two Shark Tank-type presentations from high schools. I think, is it Schick and Danville?
Lewisburg and Schick.
Lewisburg and Schick were the two winners of the Shark Tank. These kids will be giving their presentations.
Mr. Wonderful going to be there?
Are you going to be there?
No.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on the air.
Oh, Mark's on the air.
So that's next Thursday. You're not too late to register. We're getting that room filled up, but we can probably get one or two more people shoehorned in. Later today, 12 noon, please, if you'd like, contact me at the chamber. I can give you the Zoom login details, but we'll have our governmental affairs meeting where we'll be checking checking in. You know, things, a lot's happening in Harrisburg, and we want to see how businesses, particularly small businesses, are making out in this current session of legislature.
Big election coming up for not only a House seat, but also some local seats.
Yeah, so municipal primary, but those of you who live in the 108th district, keep in mind, everyone who lives in the 108th district, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, or independent, or no party affiliation, whatever, you can vote on that one issue. If you're not registered as Democrat or Republican, you will not be able to vote in the municipal primary, but that's a general election. So that's everything, basically Sunbury North and Northumberland County and all of Montour County. Get out there, vote early, and love to see you. I didn't say that.
Especially Northumberland County.
I didn't say that, Ben.
GSVCC.org.
It is. Yeah, thank you.
And you do have seats left next week?
Just a few. It'll be we're at shoehorn time, but we'd love to have you. It's always a great event, and let me just tell you that our award winners this year are all family names in the Valley, people that we all know very well. It's going to be fun. I think so.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Mark.
Always enjoy.
I took the words right out of my mouth.
We'll see you next month.
Anything to add, young lady?
I am always happy to be here, and thank you, Ben.
We're glad to have you.
Brighten a Friday.
All right.
Amy, you're very kind. And you need to see your optometrist,
And thank you, Mark.
Hot dogs at the Visitors Bureau until 2, and then starting it later in the day at the Squeeze-In /Duck-In. So.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Let's have some French wine.
All right. Sounds super. All right. Bob Garrett, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. Amy Buhner, Bowen Agency Realtor, Chairman of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. And Andrew Miller was on our show, Executive Director of the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau. We'll be back very shortly just with Ben and his partisan view of the important topics of the day, and the buffoonery that goes on in Washington, D.C. is a perennial topic, although Harrisburg's causing irritation these days, too. And we will be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Bull wants to remind you, as we head into the spring and summer months, interior renovations are still in full swing. Lewisburg Builder Supply offers full design and retail service for kitchen cabinets and countertops, including fully custom, high-quality laminate tops made in-house. Their kitchen design experts work with manufacturers such as Woodmode Custom Cabinetry, Birch Cabinets, and Quality Custom Cabinets, and partner with your contractor or installer to ensure that your project goes smoothly. Lewisburg Builder Supply, Hafer Road, Lewisburg. They're online at lewisburgbuilders.com.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go, so I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With the new Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips. It's like having my Beacon rep in my pocket 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through June, purchase through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Beacon, always building.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke.
Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The reason you hear good bumper music is because Rob Center's on the other side of the glass. Fabulous producer. He made sure all the Sunrise archives were up. He does not have to do the On the Mark archive. I'll take care of that.
He's sporting a Phillies jersey from the past.
Really?
He's supporting the Flying Hawaiian.
Oh, okay. Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Phillies, after this weekend, they'll be back at 500, okay? So that's the optimism of Mark Lawrence.
They are playing 100% better than the Cardinals, who are 10-20.
Oh.
Who are, they don't know whether to go to the locker room or wind their watch, it seems like. But the Cubbies are positive. Pirates playing good baseball. But, boy, Tampa Bay, what's in the water in Tampa? They are playing well. And the Chesapeake must be clean because the Orioles are playing good ball, so the Crabs must be good and excellent stadium, one of the traditionally new stadiums that looked old. But baseball's in full swing. And locally, a lot of sports teams are doing.
Sunbury Baseball started up this week.
Oh, didn't they? Okay.
Yeah, it was part of the live Facebook broadcast. That was fun last Sunday. Saturday.
But the track and field, the lacrosse, the baseball, softball, all that's getting to the height of districts coming up for all the local sports teams.
Did the track and field season end already?
No. Track and field teams ended their invitationals and districts are coming up. But you're sure. Columbia Braves and Bravettes.
They're taking it.
They've put Seelings Grove on their knees in track and field. Local sports, the weather's going to be finally moving into May, and we'll see the local people out with their skills and talents.
All right, let's get the show underway. Folks, call us now. We've got four open lines to the topic of your selection. Earlier this week, we talked about some of the growing pains in the transgender community still fighting for acceptance, and so that was on the minds of some of our listeners. Talked about education, some education too liberal, and that didn't sit well in the minds of some of the teachers teaching it and some of the parents hearing about it, so that popped up this week. And then we talked about best practices. Why is it that some school districts around here are teaching below grade level, even though we know what works in the classroom, but some districts say, well, no, we've been doing it this way for a long time, and we want to keep doing that. So,
I think that's called teachers' union.
That's it. So you've got a lot of people anchoring us to the bottom around here. All right, so we'd love to hear your opinion on these or other topics. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. That's 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We got four good emails. We'll try to read as many as we can today. And we got no text messages. I thought I just saw one there. Nope, no text messages, so send us a text message at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Ben and I haven't driven Sunbury Motor Company vehicles, and, well, for him an hour ago, and for me about 4 hours ago, but, it's fantastic vehicles. Two locations, the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf is just a booming with vehicles, and they got some new Kias over there. They are selling the Telluride. The six-month wait for a new Telluride is down to a very short time, plus some coming off the truck and going right off the lot. And, of course, that is the top vehicle in the U.S. of A., the Kia Telluride. So you can't, but you can also get, they got some fantastic Hyundais and Fords available, and inventory is up. So check check out sunburymotors.com. Quick Lane is there if you just want to get your vehicle fixed, North 4th Street in Sunbury. Or do as I do. Look longingly at the F-250s and 350s there. If you got a business and you're not hauling that trailer with an F-250, your truck's going to wear out too soon. So Ford, Hyundai, Kia, F-150, 250, and the 650 dump truck. They got a F-650 down there, four-wheel drive. The only thing it doesn't have is a sunroof, but it's a fantastic vehicle, and it's just waiting for the dump body, and then it's going to be out to the local townships. But
sunroof and a dump truck.
Well, you know,
I think that's called the dump bed.
Oh, is it? Okay. SunburyMotors.com. So we thank them for being our good sponsor. All right, I'm going to do brief news headlines, but you folks light them up. 570-743-9565. Email on the mark at WKOK.com. Text at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Here are those headlines. The lack of transparency in hospital pricing is ongoing. You may think, well, didn't the feds outlaw that years ago? Hospitals statewide still not complying, says David Rowe, the state representative. He brought a state Senate hearing from the House Republican Policy Committee to Lewisburg yesterday at the ODC. Representative Joanne Stair visited here in our studios and then went there, had a great conversation. Panelist Jim Jusko, president and founder of Firelight Health, said that it's skyrocketing administrative costs. That is one of the reasons you don't see the transparency yet. They don't want to admit that only 20 or 30% of every healthcare dollar goes to healthcare. The rest goes to neckties and suits in the front office. And you can read more about
why is that, though, Mark? Why is the administration? Is that unfunded mandates?
Well, it's like school districts.
Government?
Because they can.
Well,
why not pay somebody $1 million, even if they'll work for a couple hundred thousand?
Yeah, but if your administrative costs, it's like a charity. If you give to a charity that has a very large return on your dollar, you tend to say, okay, that's money well spent. If you give to a charity and only 50%, 40%, 30% of your dollar is going to the charity, then you're saying, geez, I can go do this
myself. I can
myself.
Go elsewhere.
So why are these administrative costs so high in a hospital? Is it regulations? Is it government unfunded mandates? Is it things the state are making them do? So again, you look at why are businesses inefficient? And sometimes government has their fingers in the pie, or sometimes, as you said, the business wants to eat all the pie.
Right, because they can. You know, why do school districts pay administrators $150,000 a year? Well, because they can. They raise taxes and do it. All right, more headlines. Five nationally renowned speakers coming to Bucknell next year. George Will, Jane Fonda, Jody Pico. If I didn't know smart people, I wouldn't know who she was. John Shields and George Johnson coming to Bucknell. Campus next
year. Are they going to be on the mark with us?
Freedom of expression. Well, we have often asked for interviews. We did interview two of the speakers this year, Barbara Walter and, now you're going to make me embarrassed.
Well, if you have George Will coming, you need a thesaurus with you to make
that's
sure
true.
What he's saying.
Yeah, I always do that. Have Google handy when you read his column. All right, five employees at a local business scammed recently out of $2,000. Somebody posing as one of their friends and acquaintances and peers called them and said, I need $2,000 bail. So the employees pooled together and gave it to the scammer in gift cards. Of course, state police say obviously that was a scam. Lots of red flags there. Some Selinsgrove area residents have noted that misspelled PennDOT sign. It fell into local lure quickly, but got stolen just as fast. The Selinsgrove sign near the Mill Road interchange is missing now. It has two L's in it.
In days of past, Mark, that sign would be hanging in a fraternity somewhere, but this isn't days of past.
So it might be a sorority? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe the
you.
Ladies stepped
Moving on.
Up and joined.
All right. Let's see. Seditious conspiracy charges have led to convictions against the leaders of the Proud Boys group. Turns out hitting police over the back of the head with a fire extinguisher and planning to overthrow the government is frowned upon in Washington, D.C., even though some folks think it's just normal tourism action. The most serious offense has been lodged in the riot against Enrique Terrio, who strangely enough wasn't even there. Attorney General Merrick Garland made that a big announcement yesterday. And we talked about it on this show. Gas prices skyrocketing again because of the Saudis. Their ploy only worked a little. If you're planning a weekend road trip. Gasoline prices going down nationwide, $3.57 a gallon nationwide. But in Pennsylvania, of course, we got 20-some cents of extra tax. Nobody else has, so it's $3.77 a gallon in Pennsylvania. Although you can do better than that in Lewisburg. Go to the gas wars.
Lewisburg must have their own pumps.
Right, 570.
They must pump it out of the ground and refine it themselves and put it in, Mark. But why Lewisburg?
Well, because you got private operators of franchises there that says, hey, I'll beat the neighbor.
That's called the market.
All right. Yeah, that's true. All right. Yeah. I always feel bad. If you're going north on 15, folks say, well, I stopped at the Unimart and gas was $3.77 and then went literally a half a mile and gas was $3.27. And they're like, wait, what did I do wrong here? Mm-hmm. All right. One of our good listeners sent us an email, says, I have a very simple request. Could someone, Democrat or Republican, please call in and address specifically how President Biden and his border policy are good for the United States and how, according to Mr. Mayorkas, we have a closed border. Well, obviously, you can't prove that we have a closed border. That's unprovable, so that we dismiss that. Well, technically, it's closed, but technically open, right? But anyway, I have my notepad and ready. So in what way does President Biden's policy help?
Well, we don't have to
speculate.
Do the callers, but here, I'll give you the reasoning is because there's groups. Many of them progressive, many of them on the Democratic side, and some Republicans, business scenarios that believe that having a population that's subservient to business and the government is going to be a positive in bringing people in. And you saw the Democratic House, was she out of Washington State, talk about how we need these people to pick our food and to wash our clothes and make our beds, which is just as strange as you could get to make that statement. But no, it's one of the things that you look back, I said, look at Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and look, the United States will not be taken over by a foreign government per se, but if you can internally weaken it enough, then it will allow foreign powers to come in, as we see China trying to do. But part of this, this isn't about asylum. This is just sheer idiocracy of coming into not having a border. You're not a sovereign state. So it just makes no sense at all. And Mayorkas is just a running joke down in, as most of Biden's cabinet is. I'd ask this question. Maybe a caller can call us. Give us a Biden cabinet person from the vice president down that has any substance in their job.
That has excelled?
Well, Buttigieg, you got Granholm. You have people that, at best, Blinken, that are academia and, pinheads. I mean, they can sit around and have tea at four, aka the British, and talk about theories. But in reality, when the rubber hits the road, they can't perform. So, for the gentleman who sent that email, it is to drive certain parts of the sector, but basically you were going to talk about being government is going to have to subsidize these people at our expense.
All right, Stan on the line. Thank you, sir. Last caller before a quickie break. Go right ahead.
Good morning. The simple answer to the email is none of the Biden's border policy are good for America, period.
Well, now, if you're a Democrat,
even a Democrat can't say that it's good for them.
Stan, one of the things is there is no policy.
Well, that's
there is
true,
no
too.
Policy, so you can't say it's good or bad because there's no policy.
Yeah, but no policy is
well,
a policy.
I kind of disagree because his policy is throw the border open, get as many people in here as we can to destroy the economy and the American way of life. Plain and simple. Now,
that's
now,
not on
now,
the
you
platform.
Laugh, Mark.
No, I'm
if
just
we
saying.
We have an immigration process.
No, I'm not arguing.
There is
I'm
a
saying.
Legal way to do it,
Stan.
And they're not enforcing it.
Stan, it's not on the platform. I'm saying you're saying it's not worded like that on the platform. It's something about welcoming or accepting or providing asylum or they don't word it like tearing down the nation. But that's what's happening. Yes, that is the actual.
Absolutely, that's what's happening.
That's the actual impact.
Now, you were saying about gas prices, going down a little bit. They're still $2.30 higher than they were on January 20th of 2021. So, I don't care whether they go down a penny or two. They're still $2.30 higher than they were over 2 years ago. Plain simple. You know, that's the facts, and Biden has done nothing to help that. Although he'll take credit for it when it comes down a little bit, no credit when it goes up. So, but that's not why I called. The other day, what day was it? Monday or Tuesday, we had a guy, a subway rider, choked out a man on the subway that was in New York City that was harassing and threatening people, and the guy died. Okay, now. I've heard some reports that the guy from cops, I've called in and commented on it, said he was more or less doing the chokehold right. He didn't have his arm around at the guy's throat, but it was on the side of his neck to make him pass out. Maybe it didn't go quite the way it should have been. Don't know. I wasn't there, and most of the people reporting on this weren't there either. So they're all calling it a racist act because a white man took out a black man.
Okay.
Well,
so that's what the news media is pushing.
It was a white Marine, I believe.
But
now, is he a vigilante? What they neglect to report in the video that is out there,
there was two men of color helping to restrain the guy as the Marine was choking him out.
So are they good Samaritans or are they vigilantes?
Well, I'm sure the Marine didn't go on the subway that morning looking to do that. He probably just wanted a nice, peaceful ride to wherever his destination was. But this guy comes on the subway and he starts threatening and attacking people, saying he don't care and, he'll go out and whatever he was saying, which, he was attacking, basically verbally attacking and possibly more. I don't know. I wasn't there, and neither do the people that were reporting on it. The video shows the guy has him in a chokehold. He came up from behind him, grabbed him in a chokehold to calm him down, stop him, doing whatever he was doing. And there was two other people there that were helping restrain the guy. They were both men of color. So if you want to throw a race at it, how are you going to do that with those two helping? And then there was evidently some other women standing there basically making sure things were, going the way they were going and whatever. So, they're the whole racist narrative they're throwing out there is what they're doing. Oh, he murdered the guy. I don't know. I wasn't there. And the coroner will make the determination how the guy died. He could have been high on meth or some other drug. And they say when cops choke people out, like George Floyd, when he died, he was restrained for however long he was. And I heard this morning. The coroner's report said neck injury wasn't the cause of death. It was the drugs he was on is what really caused his death.
Chauvin got the blame because
he didn't get off of him soon enough. Okay, they had him restrained. They should have got him off and got him up. But, that didn't happen. So they were a contributing factor to his death. But the main cause is like Floyd's death was his drugs in his system causing him to have heart failure.
Okay, but
and this guy may come out the same way.
Okay, Stan, the subway person had 34 to 40 priors?
440 some I heard, and he had an arrest warrant for assault, and he had three other assault convictions.
Yeah, now Adams is going to run around saying this is a problem, but people I talk to, nobody wants to ride the subways. The traffic is jam-packed, and I had New York City as an account in a different life, and it was horrendous back in the 90s, and now there's more construction and more people now driving because they do not take the subways because the subways are not safe. So it'll be interesting to see what Adams and the DA, I hate to even call him a DA because you'd use another term, it'd be ridiculous what they do. So we'll hear the victimhood, we'll hear the race baiters, but reality is people are leaving New York City, people don't want to go into New York City, businesses can't get their people back in New York City, that affects the supplemental businesses, the cafes, the diners, the newsstands, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So New York City is falling apart, except for the elite. The elite can protect themselves, and the elite in New York City are Democratic supporters. Wall Street people, they're not Republican supporters. They're Democratic supporters. So it's very interesting to see in these blue cities the decay and the rot New York, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles. Well, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, but it's set. So this will be interesting, Stan, to see what happens.
All right, we got you, sir.
I agree, but it is Trump's fault, right?
Oh. Well, if it's not Trump's fault, it has to be Bush's fault.
So that's what it's going to come down to.
You just have to go back
anyway, farther.
All right, we got
you,
Stan.
So you all have a great day.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in. All right, we got open phones now, 570-743-9565, talking about President Biden and border policy. In what way is it good for the U.S.? The president's done 100 tiny things, but they only amount to a tiny sliver that could possibly change or impact anything. The border is not adequately sealed. That much is 100% clear to everybody, and it's costing us billions and billions of dollars as time goes on. 570-743-9565, the subway killing. We also talked earlier about travel and tourism around here. Maybe we're overlooking something. What's your view on that topic? Jobless numbers. I believe the jobless rate down a little bit. So, that particular aspect of the economy is doing okay. Some aspects of the economy are in terrible shape. Others are in good shape. Inflation's still high. So, it's a weird economy if you look at it. It looks like a checkerboard, depending upon what you're looking at. But 570. Oh, go ahead.
How do you feel at the Lawrence household?
Well, we're happy. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
We're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has 3 been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When they're investigating, we can't stop watching. This month on BritBox, sit back, relax, and enjoy watching the detectives. Discover Britain's most bingeable mysteries, including the brand new season of Grace, the hit series based on the books by best-selling author Peter James. Unwind with the detectives you could watch all night long. Stream them all now exclusively on BritBox. Endlessly intriguing. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Shh. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Well, Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got one email. We got Lance standing by. I'll read the email. I mentioned January 6th, and there were some convictions yesterday. One of our good listeners sent us a note and says, Mark, still hanging on to the myth of January 6th, I see. Have you not seen some of the other videos of that day? Have you seen the body cam of the Capitol officer who tells the mob in the chamber that it's time to leave and calmly? Jacob Chansley and many others calmly, single file, out the door, thanking the officers, saying, God bless you, along with the entire media. Pick out a couple of people who caused some violence and label everyone there that day a violent insurrectionist. I'll stop there. I don't know what the other media does, but Doug, I never did that. It's obvious the people who are these insurrectionists are about 1/8 of 1% or something. Maybe. And they said the 3,000 people total, 300 in the Capitol, and these guys are six.
But none of them have been charged as insurrection.
Right,
conspiracy. So if they're an insurrectionist, wouldn't you be charged? I mean, Mark, if you're a murderer, wouldn't you be charged with murder? Now, it might not be murder one, but so if you're an insurrectionist and you're not being charged with insurrection, what are you?
Right. So, Doug, you're mistaken there. I don't call everyone a violent insurrectionist. Just 0.06% of them. What happened that day is summed up as entrapment by our government. Yeah, our president. Thank you. But anyway, entrapment by our government because the police were ordered to let people in and not stop people until they started getting carried away. But you get giddy with excitement when you can report that someone else was convicted. Doug, you're just reading too much into this. I don't get giddy. I just read it because we've talked about it 100 times. It's the latest update, and that's the way it is. If they were acquitted, I'd read it on the radio. Anyway, of course, I know you haven't seen the video I speak of because you simply don't want to see what actually happened, the same way you simply don't want to hear the truth about COVID and the vaccine. Doug, send me that video. We had talked about this before. Yeah. I'm 100% interested in seeing it, so do
but
send
also,
that.
So what happened to the pipe bombs at the DNC and the RNC headquarters? What happened with some of the other stuff?
Quiet. Don't mention those. We don't talk about those.
Where's Ray Ellis?
Ben.
Where's Ray Ellis?
Lance is talking. Please allow him to speak. Lance, you're on the mark. Don't mention the pipe bombs.
Okay. I wasn't sure here if this was just one recruiter was a drag queen or if this is some kind of a promotion being put on by the military.
Are you talking about the Navy promotion?
Or the the Budweiser military cans?
No, this is the Navy. The Navy has a transgender who's helping with recruiting.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure that'll do the same thing that it did for Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, be all you can be, I guess.
I wasn't sure if that was just one recruiter, but I think it's the whole Navy.
No, it's a promotion.
Then, right?
It's a promotion by the Navy.
Can you imagine being one of our enemies and looking at this? I mean, come on.
I think America's pretty embarrassed overall about 100 different things.
Yeah, no, it's and what if you're in the military? What if you're a serving woman or man who's dedicated their life to the military, and you see this and you're looking and saying, what have I gotten into? What have I just served 15, 20 years? Why do I go overseas? Why as a Marine am I protecting this embassy? You've got some people DeMille the other. These people come to Congress and they just do word salads and verbiage garbage when they testify.
Yeah, for sure. Well, kind of unrelated subject there, the Boy Scouts. I mean, years ago, you would never have done what they're promoting at Camp Carundanaw. It's a big beer bash and wine bibblers getting together. I mean, it just...
Is it a promotion or is it a fundraiser for adults?
Well, it's a fundraiser for adults, not for the kids.
Well,
but what I'm trying to say is that the Boy Scouts would even come near, you know, anything to do with alcohol.
Well,
now it's become mainstream.
Well, hold it. So the adults are promoting a fundraiser to raise money for the Boy Scouts, and they have alcohol there.
Yeah, it's more than just, you know, a little bit of a beer get-together. Apparently, it's going to be quite a big thing there, Camp K, you know, beer bash.
Well, isn't that a good thing to raise money for the Boy Scouts?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't they have dancers, you know, and then they could have some little prostitution on the side. I mean, you know, could get really
it's a
big.
Victimless crime, I'm here to tell you, so why not?
I agree with you 100%.
Pardon me?
I think so, too.
Are they going to have gaming? What, games of skill?
Roulette.
Also?
It's still gambling. I mean, you can gloss it over all you want to.
We're not glossing. We're listening. We're with you.
So
nobody's glossing.
Lance, let me get this straight. So you would promote a fundraiser that would have adult beverages, games of chance, other gaming,
prostitution.
No, we'll just I wouldn't, for sure.
We'll just call it Las Vegas.
You know, the image of the Boy Scouts.
Well, I wouldn't know how to price those tickets.
$100. $400.
Well, if you think, you know, like the image of the Boy Scouts, alcohol and everything has become so mainstream that we're soon going to be killing as many people per capita in relation to alcohol deaths is what France is. And that's really horrific. We're catching up quick. We need 250,000, and we're up to 192,000, which has doubled, I think, in about the last 10 years, and that it doubled in the previous 20 years. So,
all right.
Just a thought out there.
All right, something we got you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Now, could I go on a really unrelated thing with the immigration?
You got 1 minute.
Okay, us Republicans are missing the boat. If we can really get the average Mexican family here, we will have more votes in a Republican Party than you can imagine. Mm. Now, think about it. They're family-oriented, and certainly, I mean, our Democrats want to kill families, and they're church-going. Absolutely, the hardest working folks on the planet.
Are you talking about Latinos in general? Because it's not all Mexicans coming across.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm talking Latinos,
Chinese, Latinos,
the border,
and others.
I mean, the actual with Mexicans here.
All right, we got you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they run some excellent cartels. Sir. If you really want to get into the business world,
if you retire, if this employee-owned company thing doesn't work out, there's room for you in Mexico.
Yeah, go down and raise avocados and send them across the border.
570-743-9565. Email on the mark at WKOK.com. Text at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Improve visibility in your vehicle and save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't risk your safety because of bad wiper blades. Be ready for any weather. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Chris is probably going to be the last caller of the whole week. You're on the mark.
All right. Well, first of all, Lance, I'm glad he pointed that out, because I've pointed that out in the past, too, about the Hispanic, and I include Guatemalans and Ecuadorians and some other countries down there. They're very hard workers. And they're a lot of the ones who are coming for asylum, and they have strong families, Catholic faith, and are very small business oriented. And everybody calls up on this show and claims it's the Democratic Party trying to take over the voting by getting illegal aliens in, which is nonsense on a couple of points. But I called about the economy.
Okay, go right ahead.
And I have a question. It was 53,000 jobs created. Is that correct?
253.
Was it 250 this year? I thought they said
253,000.
It was 250 last month, and it was 53 this month. I missed the two.
Okay.
But
yep.
The growth in the economy was down to 1.1%, which is about, I would think, you'd about as low as the Fed should be wanting it to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure what the point is in raising interest rates to combat inflation to cool the economy when it's the increase in inflation rates that's fueling the inflation. But that's something I just don't understand.
So you're saying the GDP growth and the inflation rate, well, they're disproportionate in that inflation is not coming down as fast as they would like it to. So
well,
they're trying to raise.
Well, because of the recent spike in gas prices by the Saudis.
Well,
that's one of the reasons, right?
Well, I would say that should be about 20%. There's other, but the scenario.
Yeah, but that's a good hunk of it, right?
I don't. It's really not that big of a deal from the energy sector, because we've already screwed our energy sector up. So the Saudi situation is more of a blimp, what I've heard. Now, on the other hand, you have inflation still running too high, and you do not have the growth that can offset that inflation. And then now we're seeing situations with the banks.
Isn't it raising interest rates depressing the economy?
Raising interest rates, they're trying to control inflation, but yes, it does hurt the economy.
By depressing the economy.
No, but what they need is they need to control spending, and then you'll see the economy come back into a balance. So right now, it's out of balance, and
okay,
they raised interest rates.
Okay, well, it's a circular reasoning there that I don't understand at all.
Okay.
And I don't think your explanation changes my mind that it doesn't quite make sense to be doing it that way.
Most of my explanations I don't think would change your mind, Chris.
Well, it would. It's something I really wanted to know. I wasn't being political or anything on that.
But I'm just saying,
I just wanted
look at
to
the
know.
Disproportion.
And I told you, it cools the economy.
Thank you, Chris.
But anyway, Clarence Thomas is at it again, and boy, are you ready to give up on him yet?
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
No, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Forever.
All right, he's loving it. As long as you don't involve any ethics in the discussion, he's fine.
Well, let's do ethics for everyone.
We should. You finally realized. All right. Ben finally agrees with me. Thank you, sir. We'll see you next Friday. This is WKOK Sunbury.